When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
For a plum like you to come on to my podcast. Hi, the plum.
Hello, Ross.
Do not like that character at all.
Hello.
That's a bad start. Is that the Mrs. Doubtfire? Are you trying to be Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, Mrs. Featherbottom from Rest of Element.
Oh, okay.
Hello. You must always read the label. You must always read it well. In the most amazing way.
Hello, Ross. How are you?
I'm a little sleepy. I had a nap.
Oh, well, this
I'm
is still waking great. Up. Terrible characters.
Still waking up.
Sleepy.
I mean, terrible characters and sleepy is the name of our sub-podcast.
Yeah, and it's going to go on and on and on.
Not unlike this one.
No.
True enough. Welcome, everyone. Thanks
Welcome.
For listening.
We're listening to 1990s Problems.
The podcast where we talk about 1990s TV shows.
And other sundry.
Yeah, lots of other sundries. We're here to talk about...
Singled Out.
Which, I'm happy to say, was your idea.
I feel like you just throw me under the bus.
No, I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm just telling you, I want everyone to know, as we talk about this show...
It would be sponsored by MTV.
Yeah, and there would be a bit halfway through the bus where it goes... All the people who were on the bus really enjoyed chowing down on some McDonald's. Or possibly
Today's
they really
team.
Enjoyed going to a diner called this one.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Single Out, MTV show. Thoroughly 90s.
I feel like this...
Say it.
...is the most 90s TV show you could possibly watch. Because it's fucking mental.
I think you're right. What are the times? What are the years?
It's horrible as well. Like,
was it 1995
to 1996? 95
to
98.
Okay, so this is peak 90s time.
Absolutely. And right in the belly of the beast. Grunge.
Whatever is a decade's most itself, I think, is the program that's aimed at the late teens.
The demographic.
Early 20s.
Yeah, so MTV, this is probably the beginning of the end of MTV. You know, like when you hear people go like, huh, MTV, they don't even play music. No, of course they don't. They're now just a huge, monstrous... television channel.
Yeah, the big conglomerate, yeah. I mean, there was a beautiful sweet spot when they just played sweet, sweet music.
Yeah, yeah. But this was, I feel like, Singled Out was one of the... Singled Out, The Real World, you know, like those shows. Yeah. These are the ones that took MTV from being music television something else.
So its host, Chris Hardwick, who's now...
I don't know who that is.
He's part of his own media conglomerate.
Yeah, he is.
You might have heard of a little tiny, winky, tiny, itty-bitty podcast called The Nerdist. Oh. And he's in charge of that massive...
he has a show on BBC.
It's now owned by Legendary, which are the massive movie company that made Godzilla and the Dark Knight movies.
And surely only a matter of time before we're...
Snapped up
by the same family.
Yep, I think the guys that make, Peppa Pig, they're probably going to
want us. Or like Vanarama.
Yep, all the big names, they'll be right after us. But yeah, Chris Hardwick, who in the mid-90s, I'm not saying anything libelous here, was in a bad way.
He didn't seem like he was having a great time.
He has talked about, and I've listened to his podcast and he said it, and again, I hope I'm not misremembering this, but...
Like he's going to listen to it. I like that you're
it
like,
could
worried
happen.
About it.
Chris, just checking out the competition, I understand.
Knock at his door.
He was having a few drinks.
You liked the sauce, huh?
At this point in his life, I think if I were on this show and I was hosting it, this dating show, I should point out, Singled Out.
Yeah.
If you hadn't worked that out already, I would be several sheets to the wind. I'd be blotto.
And I mean, there is some bits where he's. We'll talk about it in a minute, but it is just.
It is truly, I would agree with you, the most 90s thing there's
it's
ever been.
Crazy. It's crazy. Everyone's like going nuts.
It's a guy with a camera running around. Just it's just so truly anarchic and made for no money.
Yeah.
Just nonsense. And could you just give me, as best as you can, the premise of how this works? Because we know probably the basic dating show format is Blind Date or the Gong Show.
Yeah, sure.
So what makes this different?
This, for me, singled out, is like the closest thing to what I imagine if they turned Tinder into a TV show.
I'd say that's absolutely right.
Like, this was a one bloke or one girl.
The picker, they're called.
The picker. So instantly just making you feel great as a human. What are you today? Not a human. You're just picking meat.
Yeah, there are 50.
And then there's 50 girls or 50 boys, depending on the sex. This was a non-homosexual...
Yes.
Show. It was a straight heterosexual dating show.
That's correct.
Now they probably would do it like that, and it would be like edgy. But this at the time was just a fucking meat market.
Yeah, it truly was. And all the guys or all the girls who were there just had a camera shoved in their face.
And
it was all like the intros. So
I think the basic thing is like it'd start off Hardwick is putting down a bottle of booze off camera, and he comes on, does a big belch. Jenny McCarthy's. I mean, interestingly enough, Chris Hardwick seemed to clean up his act. Well, he has cleaned up his act. He's wildly successful.
Yes, incredibly popular.
Jenny McCarthy
successful.
Lost her fucking mind. Jenny McCarthy, who was on it, and then she was replaced by Carmen Electra for the final seasons.
They're both like kind of pin-up girls of the era, right?
Well, Carmen Electra was married to Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction.
Wow.
Which is like...
I
don't think they are anymore. Show
that he'd have loved...
Navarro, you think?
Yeah, I think Jane's Addiction.
He'd probably have been like, "What?" I mean, do you know? Are you familiar with Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction?
Not him specifically.
All right. Well, he never wears a shirt, so I've ruined my own joke now because I've explained it. But I imagine Singled Out would have been on while Dave Navarro was probably looking for a shirt.
Yeah, true.
Like after he woke up from a gig,
and he'd be wondering why everyone
he's
else.
Like, who's that babe on TV? Carmen Electra.
I'm married to her. Great.
That's great. Yeah, he forgot for a while. Like, oh.
Forgot my shirt, forgot my wife.
Where's my shirt and my wife? Oh, she's on the TV, don't worry about it.
And my shirt's under this chair.
It's like a wah-wah, like, riff. Singled Out.
That's his alarm clock. So there's 50 men or 50 girls just dancing and jiggling and doing that pretend happy thing.
But they all come out and they point at, like, maybe two or three people. And it's not like, a bit like on Take Me Out, where they go...
It's very like Take Me Out.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. It is Take Me Out, basically.
It's,
but with
it's
like,
Take Me Out, but not like...
Not... It has more sinisterness to it.
Yeah, it's creepy and kind of...
And it always zooms in on, like, this is John, and John likes to stand on his... he likes to walk around with his hands. And it's like, oh, okay.
Graham likes to attach stools to his feet and clomp around his garden.
Yeah. Here's Jenny. Jenny once snorted so much cocaine, she lost her mind. Welcome to Singled Out.
Here's Natasha. She once ate so many Doritos, she passed out and fell into a bin. Whoa! And they're all doing that kind of hip-wiggling
bollocks
dance.
Yeah, they're like moving around. Like they've all had too much Ritalin.
Yeah, and they've just obviously got massive signs on the ceiling going... Dance!
Scream!
Scream!
Fucking scream!
Lose your shit! Yeah. It is true anarchy. And it had, as well as this, obviously there's a picker, and then this picker says...
So they come out and then...
Do you like short people or tall people? And then she'll go, or he'll go, I like tall people. And
cool.
Then all the short people have to walk past the guy or the girl.
And then they like do a little dance.
And they keep saying, I love you. And they're just getting put into a dump truck to go.
Yeah, they just get shipped off to...
Yeah, they go to a garbage compactor and die.
Oh, Jesus.
It's awful.
That was the 90s.
So then they go tall, short, fine.
Yeah, but so
beard,
this is for
no
the categories
beard.
Round.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like half a brain or all a brain. And then she's like, I like guys with half a brain. And then all these smart men
leave.
I don't know how they quantify. I'd love to have... There's not much on the internet about Singled Out that I could find, really.
It's a rare show.
I feel like they've all signed like NDAs.
Like, no one wanted to talk about it. No one could talk about
it. Yeah, they're all too drunk at the time.
My favorite for that one was Einstein or Beerstein.
Good.
Tell me, Ross, what the fuck is a Beerstein?
I guess that's plenty of beer. It's like a stein of beer, isn't it?
I see.
Steins in Germany is like a big thing of beer.
It was cleverer than I gave it credit for.
Well, look, you know. Bro, that was Cardwick's one, that one, because he's like, I like beer.
But it would be as bad as Tallos or Shorties.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just
it's, and honestly, people just got carved up, like they got sliced down and down and down and down.
Self-esteem or no self-esteem? And it's like, oh, just in tears.
Gawky or extra gawky? Yeah. So yeah, then you get whittled down to, what's it, 3 or 4?
Yeah, 3 or 4. But when they walk past, they get given a... Oh, this was actually introduced in the third season, but from the shows, and this is one I remember, is they get given a golden ticket. So, like, even if you're totally not into short babes, and you see some little tiny hottie walk past, you can give them the golden ticket, so they're safe.
Because you got to see them up close.
You can't tell. From what I understand of, like, what looking at humans, I find it difficult to know whether I like them if I've never spoken to them. And if I've never seen them.
Are you undermining dating shows, Ross?
No, not at all.
Oh, no, no, no.
Take me out, you can see them.
That's true.
And it's not until like the third round that you find out, like, oh, they live with 7 dogs and they give them perms.
And they have cottage cheese for brains. But what we should point out is that these pickers are in a big seat like The Voice, right?
Yeah.
But it's facing the other direction.
And
they
point just go and turn around. But doesn't happen.
This is why this golden ticket thing is so scandalous. It's because it means that they've seen...
So scandalous. They probably played that because it's MTV.
They probably would. There was so much like inappropriate music / appropriate music.
And just screaming. There's one clip I watched. Jenny McCarthy fake punched people. Like, you know, like when you just put like a lot of effort into a punch and then stop at the end. Like, you know, like kind of like wrestling, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just kept fake punching guys.
And they fell over? Or?
It just felt so like bro-y. You know what I mean? Like, there's just all bros.
This
like,
is super bro. It's like, what is it like? It's a bunch of competition winners. They all felt like massive.
They all thought they were going to make it.
Or
it's filmed in LA
chumps.
As well, right? It's filmed in Burbank in LA.
Oh, was
so it's
it?
Like proper. Yeah, gonna be rich out of TV.
They're like just extras, just like a bunch of extras, and they're all wearing the most 90s clothes ever, like Hawaiian shirts and like.
Shout out to Matt Ribeiro, the drummer of Cheap Meat, who this week told me that his look. He's decided.
I can't
on
wait to hear this
decided
one. Tell me about his look.
Matt Ribeiro, the wonderful drummer, excellent man all round, decided to me. He's like, hey Ross, I've been thinking about my look for like stage. Just gonna wear Hawaiian shirts.
Wow.
My favorite was just like, all right, man. Look out for Matt. When we're playing some gigs, he's going to have some fucking baller Hawaiian shirts.
I'll have to buy some for him.
Please do. He would be appreciative of that.
It'd be a cheap treat, yeah. But that's good. That's great. Good for him.
So yeah, anyway, just a little sidebar.
But it's truly, the clothing was 90s, the music's 90s. And it was, MTV just kind of not
giving... It's the golden era. It's money. A lot of money.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, you say it was a lot of money, but they kind of gave them no money to make the production. In order to make this...
I don't know. I mean, there seemed to be a lot of like... billowing pieces of fabric laid about everywhere.
Yeah, and absolutely god-awful sketches.
Where that...
Chris Hardwick kind of got more time, because he's a stand-up comedian, he's a professional comedian.
Yeah.
And he got more and more time to just fuck about, like, at the beginning, at the end. And, you know, Carmen Electra, though she might call herself an actor, ain't much of it. And Jenny McCarthy, neither. And nor is Chris Hardwick, to be fair. And it was just kind of clowning around. But there was one... I saw, which was absolutely gobsmackingly weird, where they dressed 3 people up, and this is just in between.
Regularly, these I've sort of because there's like some best bits, of like MTV singles about Chris Hardwick's best moments.
But this is like all
it's
mixed up
in
between the who's good, who's bad, like you know the whole dating thing. Is someone dressed as a fork? Someone dressed as a plate, and someone dressed as a spoon.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Okay,
so what
and
you're
it's
referring
a giant,
to here—a
giant polystyrene fork on his head.
This isn't a sketch. This is the keep 'em or dump 'em section, I believe, where they had to do stunt orientated. Am I saying that correctly?
Fine. It's good.
So after they've done the categories round, where they're like, "Are you half a man or half a jelly?" and then somebody walked past with a bowl of jelly.
Yeah.
Jess wouldn't like that.
They often will be said, can you throw this peanut into your mouth?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, if I was on the plate, would you pick me first? Like, you know, if you were a plate, how would you, what piece of utensil would you pick first? And then the guy So what you're referring to is like it's a I believe a fork hitting on a spoon on a plate.
Well, the joke is this: that the dish ran away with a spoon, right? So the spoon
isn't that from the rhyme?
Yes. So this is why the joke's so terrible. The spoon steals the dish, but then the fork
because she's a dish.
Yeah, like, and the fork is some kind of like layabout guy smoking weed and being a prick.
Nightmare.
It ends with Chris Hardwick arresting the fork. Pushing this guy in this big silver onesie down to the ground and putting some handcuffs on him. It's just like...
Good work.
What Cheers. We're watching. And you know some of these shows that we've been talking about.
This was on in the UK as well. I've not picked this out of obscurity. This was like it was on television.
Thing. Yeah, and it was a cool
this
thing
TV
to have
show.
Watched.
This TV show. I'll put that out. I'll reiterate that. This TV show.
This television program.
Was on the television.
It certainly was.
In this great country of ours.
The United Kingdom.
Regardless of what happened last night.
That's for people wondering. The election.
The election.
Keeping it contemporary.
Yeah, yeah.
So
dating it at the same time.
They just had these awful skits, which seemed to be based on nothing. There was another one where, because there were different characters who were part of the show, there was the piano guy.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was basically like a big baby who drove people around in a little car. And
And
they were just like a cast of like jokers.
What the fuck is going on?
It was like a student
and
production.
And that's why I feel
like
it's quintessentially 90s in that everyone, it was like the great unknown. No one really knew what the fuck was going on. But everyone could do what they wanted. Like, let's just try it out.
Yeah, but this is kind of feeding into what I'm about to say, which is other shows that we've watched, you can go back, rewatch them, and then on their own merits go, actually, this still works now.
Yeah, it's still funny.
Like,
or
you could remake this now when it would work. But this, it's like, it's just of its time. It just works.
Yeah,
and
then you know they did a UK version of this.
Yeah, with...
Richard Blackwood. Shout out to my man.
Yeah.
Rich.
He's a guy. he had a period in the early noughties, late 90s, where he was on pretty much every show you could think
of. Yeah, spent a lot of money, and then he went bankrupt, didn't he?
Yeah, things went really badly for him, and then he ended up playing the donkey in the live stage version of Shrek. and that's when you go, Richard, oh, I'm singling you Richard. Out as being a Richard terrible Blackwood. Money
He was on
manager.
EastEnders as well, wasn't he?
Was he?
Or is he? You know, he's currently, I've just Googled him.
Are we going to do a special Richard Blackwood podcast?
I mean, I feel like, if he doesn't listen to this episode, we'd probably get him on. He doesn't like
think we better. We really better. But yeah, so they also, and who they didn't have a they didn't have Jenny McCarthy levels of fame or
no, it was on Channel 5 as well.
Wow.
But like 90s Channel 5, which just goes to show
this
how
before,
shit it was.
This is before people actually had anyone, access to Channel 5.
Anyone on that fucking channel. Do you remember when Channel 5 launched?
It was a real myth that people had Channel 5 at their house.
Yeah,
because obviously
some friends did.
Channel 5.
Did you have Channel 5 at your house?
No, I didn't. It was this mysterious thing.
I remember because I'm from Scotland, listeners.
Shut up.
From Aberdeen, but like not really from Aberdeen. Like 10 miles out.
S&P and prep.
Now it is. It was a staunch liberal seat. I just went very serious for a second.
It's my fault. It's my fault.
You're welcome. Yeah, so I remember the launch because it was the Spice Girls launched it, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, do you not remember the countdown Spice? Because it was 5, 4.
Oh, that's clever.
And there was the 5 Spice Girls.
That's really clever.
Sporty.
I mean, it obviously worked because it's huge now.
Skin? No, what was
the skint?
Skint Spice.
Sporty.
No, that was Richard Blackwood.
Skin.
I shouldn't laugh.
Angry.
What were the names of the Spice Girls?
Grumpy.
That's it.
Peachy.
Noah.
Zane, Dickie, Spod,
Harry, Spod, Bill.
Spod Spice. Who could forget Spod Spice?
That was a flavour of the Walker's Crisp deal they did.
Spod Spice. Create your own.
Spod Spice.
Annoyingly, Spod Spice was the most popular choice, so we're going to have to go with Spod Spice.
But no, so I remember Channel 5 launching and being in my mum and... What a shit thing to remember. Channel 5 launching.
I know, it was a big moment in our lives. So, what were we, like 11 or 12? Or
let's look it up. When Channel 5 launched, but I remember because it was like a big thing and I couldn't. I remember trying to, it's probably, you know what? Maybe it's one of the signs. You know, like when they talk about, like they do biopics.
Yeah.
And they show you like early parts of their childhood where you see them like, oh, that's why they became that.
Oh, I see. That's why Ross
became. So I'm good with like tech, right?
Sure.
I fix computers and shit for people because they're too lazy to figure it out themselves. I get paid for it, which is great. I remember I learned how to tune the TV so I could find Channel 5.
Nice.
So maybe when they make my biopic,
that'll be a seminal moment.
Yeah. They'll be like, Ross was tuning in.
He was such a big Richard Blackwood fan.
30th of March.
That just he needed desperate Channel to see. 5.
30th of March, 1997.
So
6 p.m.
I was 10.
Yeah, I was 9.
Nice. The UK version totally passed me by. Totally, totally, totally. But I was vaguely aware of the American one because, again, MTV was one of those like cable, satellite type mega channels that were so exciting or whatever.
Mm.
But my God, it does not hold up in any
shape. I mean, Chris Howard has curtains, so it's instantly just like.
He's got curtains, he's got a baggy shirt. Like, it doesn't even really, for me, have the kitsch, lovable value of, say, Funhouse, which was obviously for kids. This was aimed at intelligent, quote unquote, 19, 18 year olds. Yeah. And it was having college-age kids on the show acting like total idiots. And they even got celebrity guests. I saw one episode which was Jennifer Love Hewitt was on the show.
Yeah.
And she was going to, I want people tall. Essentially, this is what she wanted. She wanted a tall, handsome, clever guy.
Sounds like what everyone wants, doesn't it?
Yeah, who saw that coming?
Who would?
I want an ugly, short, stupid guy.
Give me a stupid idiot.
Surely you know when you're part of the 50 group, right?
Mm.
You can see what you've been attached with. Short, ugly, handsome.
Do you think you'd get, Ali?
Tall.
Listen, you've got height.
Intelligent is what I get.
You and Hewitt, you're out the door.
I'm in.
Singled out.
I would be singled out. I think she also said no beards, so I'd be definitely out.
Oh, would she? I'd be at the bar with Hardwick.
Yeah.
This is a pile of shit, isn't it?
I did have a feeling with Hardwick that every time the cameras pointed at him, he was like, oh, wait, I have to talk?
Yeah.
Talking now? Oh, okay. But he just made the lame, like, kids' TV puns, but for teenagers.
Teenagers, yeah. I mean, there's another one which has got Fergie.
Really?
Of the...
Black Eyed Peas?
BNP, no, Black Eyed, B-E-P. Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, not the BNP.
No, different. But also great harmonies. I don't know if you've heard their three-part. But they go on. She's in a... If you search it, it's like Fergie singled out. If you have a computer. I don't know if you guys do. If you listen to this podcast. But
did you see the Boy Meets World crossover?
Yeah. And that's why it's such a... It's like a quintessential show for us. I feel like if
this is the crossroads of all the different shows.
Yeah, this is the nucleus.
Because a lot of shows wanted to be as cool as this one. This definitely had cool in its kind of rough around
the edges. I feel
like
it was cooler because nobody... Gave it like I can't imagine the meetings.
There were no meetings.
Or the rating, like you know what I mean, meetings. Like just.
And what? It only had 3 seasons in it, or 4.
No, it had quite a few. Well, it was on for a long time, wasn't it? So
I thought it was 4 years. It was on for
95 to 98. So 3 years, each show 22 minutes.
And it was such a shitted out. It was like a McDonald's hamburger, and bang. It was. And we've joked about it earlier. Like they had advertising everywhere. Like, it was fully, like, him posing with a bottle of JD type stuff and going, not that you'd do that, because obviously there's a problem. but the whole show just riddled with it. But it worked in its own stupid way.
Yeah.
But it's just, it is so, just a sweet smell. It has no substance.
It's very saccharine, isn't it? Yeah.
And it means nothing and has no longevity. Yeah. And it's just bonkers. I thought, as I was watching this, I thought, because Ross, this was your idea to do it. I thought, fuck you, Ross.
Did you?
I did. I thought, this is so horrifically awkward.
It is bad.
I felt so bad for everyone involved. The picker, the pickies, Chris Hardwick. I was like, go home. You are so much better than this.
Go home, you're drunk. Go home, Chris, you're drunk.
And so you proved. You did better than this, and good for you.
Yeah.
But what was going on? Mm. I mean, why for you? I mean, we've explained, like, it's kind of...
I remember watching it.
And you're enjoying it?
What I was doing. I just remember thinking it was... maybe I did think it was cool, because it just was, like, crazy. It was, like, all these people having a great time.
And they were older.
They
seemed to have sexual...
Yeah, sexy, man. Jenny McCarthy punched people in the stomach. Carmen Electra, she was a babe.
So, were you aware of the Boy Meets World crossover until
I think I must have seen that on Boy Meets World. I must have seen it in Boy Meets... In, on...
With?
With.
At.
But, yeah, I remember, like, that being a... Oh, Dave Navarro wouldn't have watched it. I just looked up Carmen Electra. She was married to Dennis Rodman at the time that she hosted Singled Out, which goes to prove how fucking great this show is.
Dennis Rodman was like, I approve this message.
Dennis Rodman, who has done some great 90s films. I think they talked about one on How Did This Get Made?
Oh, didn't he do one?
This was like a police film, but he's literally a basketball star slash police.
The one with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's right.
It's called Double Team.
That's it.
And I've seen it, and it's amazing.
Can you imagine coming home for dinner? How was your day? Oh, Carmen and Dennis.
I bet they had fantastic conversations. The end of that film is a coliseum, like a Roman coliseum.
Yep.
Where the sand pit in the bit, I know it's not called the sand pit, but the central area, is covered in mines. And
watch out.
Mickey Rourke is topless in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Waiting for Jean-Claude Van Damme to, I think it's on a motorbike.
Okay.
Drive at him. So that's his day job.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman was busy wearing a suit, doing other stuff, making bad references to his basketball
player. That's right, yeah. There's lots of puns, isn't there?
Really awful. Like,
that's a slam dunk.
Like him having to throw things for no reason, just in the street. Anyway, so that's his day job. Carmen Electra's is like going, and again, even her, she was obviously reading off auto cue, right?
Yeah.
But what she was saying seemed so off the cuff junk. Like, come back after the break and we'll see which of these bozos isn't a nozo.
Yeah.
Like, it was that.
Yeah. That's great.
This is Gary. Gary assembles furniture with his
what would yours be?
Eyelashes.
Yeah. What would yours be? Here's Allie. Allie
quiffs his hair with the back of a spoon every morning.
Oh, yeah. And then you'd have a spoon in your hair?
Yeah. And they'll be like, me going.
And then maybe like a bowl of cereal. So they'd be like, what's this guy?
He's so crazy. Look at his Hawaiian shirt.
I honestly thought of you
and just went, Ross, you're a dick.
What a knob, huh?
Why did you put me through this? And I appreciate that it works and this Boy Meets World thing is great, but essentially in Boy Meets World, in the continuity of Boy Meets World,
yeah,
was it which Eric Matthews?
Yeah, Eric goes on it.
He goes on it, and obviously he's not a college student yet.
Yeah, and you have to be in college.
So maybe that's part of it, it's got like a,
as tragic as it sounds, like an American dream-esque thing attached
to it.
You find the girl of your dreams. Everyone's crazy, everyone's having a great time, music.
It could be you.
Could be me, man. Could be you.
But he goes on and like Chris Hardwick, he actually really sticks to the program and he's the most believable bit of it. And he goes, so may I say you're actually a really, really handsome guy.
Like, he is the Pat Sharp.
Like, he is a bit.
They went to the same presenter school.
But then you look at Pat Sharp now and you look at Chris Hardwick now.
Well, listen, there's one, there's a fork in the road.
There is. And he's probably arresting
it. Intervened.
Yeah. It's actually quite a nice episode, the Boy Meets World one. And he does actually find this really cute girl because he does the thing we were joking about where obviously you sit on the seat and you go, I'll have a tall one and I'd like a handsome one and I'll have a consonant and I'll have a vowel and then I'll have a clever one and then I'll have somebody with a beard, without a beard, with glasses, without glasses.
If you divide that, it makes 72.
Exactly. Minus the one. But what he does is he goes, yeah, I'd like a pretty girl, but I'd actually quite like a good girl and I'd like somebody who's more likely to have cocoa than vodka.
Yeah, and then all the bad girls go past. He's like, oh, no.
Look at all the good-looking bad girls. Yeah. I wish I had a golden ticket. It's a key part of the thing. And then the boy in Boy Meets World is actually just in a hospital having fever dreams.
That's right, yeah.
Which is really nuts. But, yeah, it's a cute little thing. And they end up going out on a date, and he's pretending like he went to Harvard. So that was his biggest mistake. And you've got
trouble because they lied.
This cute couple being cute, and it kind of works.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's funny how my
whereas in reality, I don't know. Shall I see if Singled Out
successes? But it's funny how my favorite part of Singled Out that you forced me to watch is Singled Out on another show. The fictionalized version of Singled Out, I was really happy with. But the real one, I was like, oh, this is just horrifically awkward. They'd often say, here's an example of Jennifer Love Hewitt, right? So Jennifer Love Hewitt says, okay, what's next? And Hardwick goes, okay, these four guys are going to tell you why you're going to have the best date with them ever. And the one guy says, it's because I love you. And the other one guy goes, it's because I'm in love with you. And the other guy I want to make love with you.
So how many episodes of Singled Out do you think they made?
Okay, so they're 22 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they were over 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'd say there were about four seasons in there.
Okay.
And it's the cheapest thing in the world.
Yeah. How many things turned out?
110.
100? You're not far off.
Yeah.
195 episodes of Singled Out.
That's incredible.
There's this excellent thing I just found on the internet.
195
eps.
And this is so and I bet they had it on repeat over and over and over and over.
Yeah. They had a book, MTV Singled Out Guide to Dating, yep. Which I imagine, if you're still single, you might have read this book.
But the funny thing is about that book is that it was actually about successful dates that people had been on through the show.
Really?
Like, talking about it, yeah. And on one cover, Chris Hardwick. And on the other cover, it had...
Really?
Because, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to buy it right
now. Dude, do buy it right now.
Tell you what, I'm going to buy it, listeners. Fans. What am I on? Singled out.
Hey, bozos.
Tell you what, we'll do. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy two copies because I want one for my personal collection.
And you want one for your girlfriends.
And I want one to give away as a prize.
That's a great idea.
So what you're going to do is if you want it, you got to tweet at us what your crazy thing would have been.
Tell us what. If your name is, say, like...
Your name is... Just tell us what your name is and your address and national insurance number. You don't have to do that. Just tell us what you would have... If you were on Singled Out, what your crazy thing would have been.
This is Esmeralda.
Yeah, she fucked a donkey.
That's great.
Listen. And then they probably had a guy sound of us go... in the background.
She works a pottery barn where she makes barns out of pottery.
She... She hates her life and everything that she's become.
She likes watching Dahlia.
I found it.
Oh.
£2.84. You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
There's no cash equivalent of this, so I will not just send you £2.84 via PayPal, but you can get Singled Out's Guide to Dating. Payback from one pence.
I think we should do a special episode where you and I take turns to read out different sentences from it.
Absolutely.
Because I bet £2.80
for delivery. There's one on Prime.
There's on one... Well,
attaboy.
Thank the Lord.
Attaboy. Fulfilled by Amazon. Can I get two copies of that, do you think? Atabasket.
He's actually doing it. It's incredible. But yeah, I feel like I endured this show.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What did you take out of it? Talk to me about it.
I mean, I didn't really get anything out of it. What I did for me was opened up Pandora's box of pop culture.
Oh, by the way, the pop culture references. You know when you think, if I wrote a movie about this, or if I wrote a script or whatever, you think, well, if I referenced Periscope now, there's no way of saying that this Twitter thing is going to take off in 5 years' time.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's like there was that movie, He's Just Not That Into You, right?
Yep.
In it, it came out, and in it, there's a reference to how a girl met a guy off MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, even at the time, like 2008, horrifically out of date.
Yeah.
So this show lives and dies on referring to things that have no shelf life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, there would be a cereal commercial that's currently being played a lot that time, and they'd be referencing it.
Be like, are you Captain Crunch or Captain Spunk? And then...
Are you great or not?
Not so great. Didn't think of that one very well, did they?
No, they did not.
No, they didn't think of anything very well, which is why I really enjoyed it. Right, we're in. Got him.
You lucky so-and-so. Tell us,
MTV Singled Out Guide to Dating. So if you get it in quick, because the next episode will be... This is going to go up... this is Sunday the 10th of May.
Whoa, we're revealing our times.
This is going to go up... Yeah, so you got... This is going to open Sunday. So you guys have... listen, you've got till the next episode.
A week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We do it fortnightly now, Ali.
That's true.
Because we've got such busy lives.
Because I'm so cool. And you're in a band called Cheap Meat.
Cheap Meat. Yeah, we're doing good. If you guys are listening to this on Sunday, I've got a show on Monday at the Black Cart in Camden. And on Wednesday, it's Seabright Arms in East London. If you don't live in London, get a train. Come on down.
Or a car.
If I have the book, if you come to our show and I've got one of my copies of Singled Out's Guide to Dating, I'll give it to you.
And that's a promise.
That's a prize promise. Buy now. Done. Smashed it.
I would say that this show does not succeed.
I feel like you don't seem... I mean, I'm getting a lot of negative energy for you.
Are you
right
getting
now.
A massive
negative? If you were in the first round, I'd be like, positive people, or as my mum would say, negative nobody. You'd be a negative nobody right now, wouldn't you, Ellie?
Yeah, I'm a big for the show. Negative nilly. No, I honestly hated it. It was just so awkward and... It failed on the comedy
it did
scale.
Fail. Mm-hmm.
And it failed on the... It's a curio. It's fascinating in a kind of like pop culture bubble way. But the fact you said it yourself, if it's over 190 and it's just a fart, they're just farts of episodes, it's not for me, mate. I'm out.
Yeah, it's... Chris Hardwick was like a phenomenal bowling...
His dad is a professional bowler.
What the fuck? I just found this article about Singled Out and I was reading
it. So he grew up in bowling. So if you... That's why Nerdist has like its bowling challenge.
Right.
They get the cast of Mad Men or the cast of Community or like really big LA names to go bowling against Nerdist, right? Or different teams.
Yeah.
And it's for charity and all that stuff. And it's because he is, Chris Hardwick, a serious bowler. And he will bowl you under the table, which is a phrase that does not make sense.
So the head writer on Singled Out was Mark Cronin.
What's he gone on to do, Mark Cronin?
Went on to produce The Surreal Life with, oh my God, he's produced,
he got it done.
He did, let's see, a lot of shit TV. Yeah, actually, no, forget it.
It went nowhere, but did a lot of it.
Yeah, he's probably got a very nice house.
I'm sure he's minted. I'm sure he's absolutely minted.
Yeah.
Probably in that giddy heyday when you...
I thought he did The Surreal Life with Zach and Cody, but he did a TV show called The Surreal Life, which is some fucking piece of shit American TV show. Alison Sweeney was on an episode of it, who was in Days of Our Lives.
Really?
Yeah. And Michael Bauer, who was in Dude, Where's My Car? And it's like, it is just a vacuum of 90s pop culture.
Flavor of the month.
But you know what? Watching it, I actually like it. For me, it's like, it is that.
It could be honestly studied at university.
Yeah. This show. Absolutely. Because it's just a fucking phenomenon. But yeah, Jenny McCarthy went on to lose her mind. Jenny McCarthy's like anti-vaccination. She's like one of those people that's like, you shouldn't get vaccinated. Your kids shouldn't get vaccinated.
Wow.
I think she has her own reasons for it, which are...
Her own?
Yeah, her own. But she's like actively like, oh no, don't do that.
She's a public advocate
against
it.
Listen, we've got a cause. We've got a solution to a big problem. You shouldn't do that.
Please. I mean, it's my opinion and it's wrong, but it is my opinion. Yeah. I'll say it as loud as I want.
Are you pro bowler or e-bowler? Jerry McCarthy.
Are you pro bowler or no bowler?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't mention Ebola. No, I don't care.
I don't care. Neither of them work. You're out. So, yeah.
Measles or squeezles?
Mm. Punch somebody in the stomach. Please look up a video of Jenny McCarthy just punching people. She does it so many times because when they introduce them, for some reason, the poor female host had to stand with the 50 guys or girls. And obviously when it's the guys, it's just this fucking sausage fest.
Yeah, just ogling
like
and really grunting.
Like, and like pounding their chests. And
we're going to do an episode on Home Improvement, hopefully soon. And they're essentially all going...
yeah, they are. Yep, there's a preview of our impressions that are to come.
Yeah, look forward to that.
So yeah, so what are you going to give this out of?
1,990.
It's a short episode because we really didn't like it.
I'm going to give it 100 and how many episodes was it? 93.
It's 193,
Ross. You're going to give it? It is, as a show that to rewatch it in the cold light of day in the 21st century,
yeah,
an abomination before God. It is awful, embarrassing garbage.
No.
But it's also fascinating and fun in its shitness.
I feel like you were on an episode of this and you haven't told us. You got left off.
What are your thoughts, Ross?
You know what? I don't know. I like a lot of good and bad things.
And probably so do you if you're listening to this.
I don't know what your point is, but I laughed at it. I'm going to give it 1,000.
Oh, fuck off.
193. Because it's great. 195, I think it's 195.
My favourite thing about this show is what we've done in giving it the points and reviewing it. That's my favourite thing about this show.
I think, I don't know, man. Get out on the internet, get up on the YouTube.
Yeah, if you do listen to
other streaming sites are available.
Have a quick watch and you'll see what I mean. Make
just
up your own mind.
It. Yeah. See what happens. And like I said, tweet us what you think, and you could own Singled Out Together Dating if you're looking for love, or if you found love and you just want to spice it up. Singled Out. That's what I'd say.
Single the hell out.
Ali, is there anything else you want to talk about on this episode?
I think.
How are you, man? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'll pass my driving test. So look out, pedestrians.
I mean,
I'm coming for you.
By the way, we're all in our late 20s. Yeah. But congratulations that you can drive.
Yeah, just, okay. Can you drive?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I could drive when I was like 18.
Yeah, so we're all friends.
We're all friends here.
It's all good.
I was driving around. I was blasting out the Singled Out soundtrack. There must be a Singled Out soundtrack. I'm going to Google it right now.
Yeah, find a theme tune and play it for DA listeners. I think it's important to know the tone. In fact, let's just, before we sign off, play a little bit of the show.
Do you want me to
just to like just give people a taste of the ear garbage you're going to enjoy?
I mean, it's really loud. I feel like I don't even have to mic it up. You know what I mean?
We just like have it to our mouths and then.
There you go.
Okay, here you ready? Here you go. Here's me.
I can't believe it's your last week.
I know.
I'm really gonna miss you.
You've had some pretty crazy times together.
I'll never forget.
Shit. This is a shit sketch. There's not really any theme tune.
Here's some of the sketch fun.
Jenny! Oh, here we go. Right, I'm gonna give you this because, like, this is a bad, surprisingly, a bad sketch at the start of the episode. That's a reference and a half.
Okay. That couldn't have gone better. We have... This is...
Nikki. She likes to go fishing just to put hooks through earthworms.
Ew, naughty.
Crazy, Nikki. You're probably in an institution
and
now.
A guy who cut his hair to look like the cable guy.
He does
guy.
Look like... He
a
looks
terrible, like terrible movie.
With a terrible haircut.
And I just...
I don't think I've ever seen the cable guy.
Yeah, it didn't work. A lot of people went to go watch it because they watched, you know...
What did it? Was that one of the ones he did after The Mask?
Yeah, Ben Stiller directed it. It's a really odd thing. But yeah, The Mask and Ace Ventura, Ben Detective, and he was just on a massive, massive high, like 10 million. He was breaking records for how much money he was making. And then he made this really dark, weirdy... He's like a super, super creepy cable guy that kind of starts stalking this guy played by Ben Stiller.
Right.
And humor... there's a big blowout bit at the end involving electricity and like, I think so. It's been a long time and I didn't enjoy it. But
okay,
yeah,
well,
listen. Anyway, yeah, that's the kind of reference you're dealing with here.
Yeah.
I almost want to find another one just so we can find another terrible example.
There is more. Let's see.
Other references. This is Douglas.
Here's Tommy. He likes to put his dick in boxes. That is just him with a carton of orange juice.
That would have been better. I like that Tommy went on to Singled Out. I like the sound of Tommy.
Yeah. Let's hear Carmen Electra's first show.
Oh, yeah, this will be good. This is really this is really creepy, by the way, because Carmen Electra was just getting pulled on. Her ex was whitewater rafting and fell out of his raft, so she jumped in and saved him. Right here we have good.
On a fountain and serenaded her, she pushed him in. That's right. And I've got
bear in mind, I just showed you an episode that we've just watched episodes about 3 years apart, so you can see they're kind of scraping the barrel by the end of it. It was like
both
kind
stories
witty.
Are kind of really like sad and sweet at the same time. So one person tried to save the life of her ex. Great, that's yeah. really good.
And the other tried one to kill
is
him.
Like, a guy really liked this girl, and the girl humiliated
There's
him.
There's one where it's like, this is Chris. He loved his air hostess so much, he bought a return flight back with her. And this is that, now he's on Singled Out, so you assume it didn't work out that well.
So every story you hear is just eventually ends in ignominious failure.
Yeah, no matter what's happened, they fucked up. This is Singled Out.
Your life is appalling, and so are your decisions. It's Singled
it's
Out.
It's Chris Hardwick. The beer, fucking 40 ounce.
He's just bowling another strike. He's not really that pissed off about that, but he's still drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Singled Out. Yeah.
Time anyway.
Anyway, so.
I feel like we've just wrapped it up nicely in a little bow there.
1,193.
It's great. It's fucking great.
It's Fucking nuts.
It's great to talk about. It's great to watch. I feel like this is the kind of show that... Do you remember in... we're going to go back tonight. Like in... is it Batman Robin when the Joker, played by our friend... what's his name? Such our friend that I can't remember his name.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
You mean Batman Forever and the Riddler?
Batman Forever and the Riddler. Question mark.
Oh, this is... Yeah, all of his...
This is the
here
show...
Is like
you know when they get the thing that sucked on the TVs and they got their brains?
Oh, yeah.
Singled out is that show.
Yeah. You know the whole thing that TV's mindless? I joked about my dad before watching TV and going, huh, this is mindless. Yeah. This is mindless.
TV is nothing.
And it's parents watching their kids watching this junk.
They're like, what the fuck
that's why
is
you have this kind of... We can't watch TV was because of fucking shows like
singled
this.
Singled out.
And I'll be watching The Simpsons, and my granny would be like, oh, this is garbage. It's like, this is really good.
It's
like, I'm
funny.
Only nine, but this is so funny and well written.
Yeah.
And this singled out.
Sounds like you're singling this out
as being
a bad
shocking.
Show.
And part of the reason why parents were like, no, you can't watch that show.
No more TV for you.
You could only watch Frasier.
Great show.
And Neighbours.
That's such a great show.
Oh, well.
What a spectrum.
We've got to do Neighbours.
Frasier and Neighbours.
That's all I was allowed.
What the fuck?
Man? I'm joking. It's not
okay,
true.
Okay.
Frasier's on at 10. There's no way I can watch it.
Wow. Frasier, for me, I used to watch Frasier before I went to college.
Really?
Because it was on Channel 4.
Of course, yeah.
In the morning. You could have a lion.
I remember coming back from school and I'd be watching Robot Wars.
Oh, baby, I hear it. And that's what we'll do. Mm-mm. Teasers.
Teasings. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. This is fun to do this again, Ali. I haven't done it for a while.
It was great, isn't it?
It's been a while.
Very loosey-goosey. Yeah, it's fun.
What are you suggesting that our show's
it's
not very
been a while.
It's not very thought out.
God, so notes everywhere, details.
I did have some notes for Singled Out, but I feel like...
It doesn't, the show isn't worthy of it.
One thing I do remember, I just wrote this down, because I wrote it. There was a guy, talk about 90s references, there was a guy in one of the intros, he's just dancing holding a PlayStation 1.
What?
He's just dancing with a PlayStation under his arm, and the controller is connected to it. It's just,
because he thought that the girl would be like, oh
hey,
shit.
Hey, I've got a console.
Oh shit, he can do Tomb Raider.
That was... Is that a euphemism?
Oh my god.
I got a Tomb Raider.
Oh my god, that guy can do Tomb Raider.
Are you a Tomb Raider or a Tomb Failure? Come on by and he's got his PlayStation.
Are you a Mario Kart or a Mario Fart?
Boom, done it. Nailed it. We're going to end that on that. It doesn't get much better than that. Thank you for listening.
Stay witchy bitches.
Stay witchy bitches. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Elsa.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.